This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. During the COVID-19 pandemic, ag employers have faced some criticism over their efforts to keep farm workers safe from the virus. But industry insiders say every effort is being made to ensure the health and safety of everyone involved in this essential line of work. Washington State Tree Fruit Association President John Devaney says everyone is learning as they go, but safety is a top priority.
There is sufficient testing available. The agricultural workforce has long been prioritized in our state for available testing resources. There are communication issues in that some of the free testing and priority testing for ag workers is coordinated by county health districts. But if you go to a general healthcare provider, you might get a different response where you might be told that you're going to get billed for that test, or they might not understand where you work and that you are given a priority for that testing.
That confusion, Devaney says, can be a challenge.
I've seen some media reports where private healthcare providers are still saying, well, unless you're clearly symptomatic, we're not going to test you. Whereas there is enough testing capacity now that local health districts are saying, no, anyone that wants a test should be able to have one. So that leads to confusion when you've got different healthcare providers giving different answers about both cost and availability.
Devaney says growers are very resilient, or they wouldn't still be in agriculture, so he's confident they will adapt to this challenge and get everyone to the other side safely.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.